This is HPR episode 2205 entitled, Quick Tips Roomba and Silicone Packets. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 7 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Quick Tips Roomba Cleaning and Silicone Packet Reuse.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay, this is another quick fix. Part of my going to be my quick series for Packer Public Radio. If you can contribute something, anything, just record something you find a value that you're doing, and make a quick podcast about it. So today I was out of town. My wife was complaining about the Roomba giving her issues. We have two of them. One's a newer hotness, and one's the old classic, or an older classic, second or third gen. So, in short, what you want to do is kind of use a blower to clean it out. If you don't have a blower, you can use a can of air, of course. So do your basics, your obvious things. These next two things are basically standard, at least across my two Roombas that we have here. There's a little spinny thing on the sort of right side of the Roomba that sweeps under stuff. It's like a little tri-screw thing. You can basically, it's used to sweep around corners and things like that. And these little brushes get on, kind of get messed up a little bit. What you can do is kind of actually apply a little bit of heat to them. Maybe take a heat gun, or if you have a hair dryer, you might be able to get these to straighten out. Mine are pretty straight on this one. I haven't had to mess with them that much. Of course, you can buy replacement little sweepy things. So what you want to do is unscrew it, pull it up, verify that there's no hair up in there or anything like that. And if you want to, you can get something called silicone spray. Silicone spray is pretty much safe to use on any plastics, from what I understand. So what you'll do is you'll spray a little bit in there just to get it wet, and then maybe wipe off the excess drip, because you don't want a whole lot of wetness in any kind of vacuum thing or anything that's going to process a lot of dust and dirt. You don't want it to be wet, right? So you want to get a little bit in there, maybe just to give it some slick moves so it can slide a little bit easier across the surface of the little turny thing. So that's the part of the little sweeper, more or less, that sits on the corner. It's like a tri-sweeper. The next most important thing, which in the case of when I was out of town, crapped out, there is a roller in the front that is black and white halves. Now, from what I can gather, I've not looked this up, this is actually a component to detect whether or not it's moving, essentially, right? So, when I take this out, there's actually pieces of cat scratching toast inside of here. Excuse me for the blowing. So under this little ball is a sensor that I'm assuming detects white and dark, or detects one or the other. So that way it knows it's moving. So what happens is it gets stuck, and the only way it knows that it's stuck is that this ball is not rolling. So if the ball is not rolling in normal operation, the thing is going to think that it's stuck and constantly and just go in la la land mode. So you want to clean this out. So you pop it out with a screwdriver or whatever you want. It kind of sits in there. It's made to easily be maintained. Well, what you can do is you can pull the hair right off of the roller for this front wheel. And sorry about the background noise there. And you pull this pin out for the center pin. You can actually pull it out. And where your gunk and stuff is, which my wife didn't clean out, is inside of this rod. So there's this axle that goes on this wheel, and then inside of the axle is a space, and for whatever reason, this is where all the dirt and grime get all stuck up in here. And that's usually what makes it stop, for me at least, is this axle space in the axle gets filled with dust and dirt and grime and won't spin around a little bit. And then blow through the center of the wheel. And then if you want to spray a little bit of the silicone spray in there, and then get it, set it back in there, you're pretty much good to go. I'll blow it out. I'll blow the sensors out. I'll make sure the springs seem accurate. The newer one, that's newer model, this is the, I don't know, Wood Dirt Detect. It's got a schedule and a clock on it, which is kind of pointless. The newer one seems to get stuck more than our whatever. This is the 655, the one I'm working on right now. So it seems to get stuck more than the other one we have. Now the older one we have, which is a white, it's white and like one of the second gen or something like that. That one, the problem we had is for whatever reason, that wheel got stuck, and then it thought it was stuck for like an hour, and then burned out one of the motors on the left or right main motor. So that's what can happen if you don't clean your Roomba. It's going to get confused, and it's going to be stuck in this forever ending loop and burn out some motor or some apparatus in the process of that. So anyways, that's a quick little bit here, and that's probably going to be part of a series of little quick ones for Hacker Public Radio. And if you can contribute, like I said, get a mic out, record it, headset, whatever, and even if you want to do a video, just make it a little bit verbose, but contribute and have fun. This is just another quick tip. You can actually take leftover the silicone dry packets, bust them open, make sure that they're not like the charcoal activated ones, but make sure that they're clear or kind of almost clay looking ones. You can take those, set them aside, and actually cook them, I think at 125 or 225. Err on the side of lower. You're just drying them out, right? So it's essentially you're kind of putting them in a toaster almost. So I'll put them in the toaster oven on a big cookie sheet with aluminum foil. They'll actually, I think, melt if you get them too hot. So I think it's 125, you can look online. So you let them bake in there for like 45 minutes and then just kind of check on them and roll them around a little bit. And I'll let them sit in there, like, get them nice and dry. Let them cool. I let them cool for a bit, and then I stick them in a plastic bag and mark it clean. So when I'm doing my my jerky, then I'll have some nice clean stuff to keep it dry. And then that's one of the tips. Quick tip.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.